This is Phil McDonald for WSJM Sports. Our WSJM Sports Berrien County Student Athlete of the Week is Carlos Johnson of Benton Harbor High School Basketball. Carlos in a win against Battle Creek Central, 13 points, 11 rebounds, and 7 assists. Against Flint Beecher, 32 points, 11 rebounds, and 6 assists. Against St. Joe, 19 points, 12 rebounds, and 7 assists. Against Ottawa Hills, 28 points, 17 rebounds, 5 assists, and 2 block shots. Against Detroit Redford, 28 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists. Assists, 3 steals, and 3 blocks. And covering you so far this season, Carlos, those are pretty typical numbers, man. Congratulations on these couple of weeks and on the season so far.
Thanks.
I mentioned to you before we got going, this being your senior year, you've done so much here at Benton Harbor, freshman year, sophomore year, last year. Is it a different approach for you knowing that this is your last year playing Benton Harbor? Did it kind of have a different feel coming into this season for you?
Coming to the season this year, I thought about just going out there and giving it all I got the last time around, try to make it with a repeat for the second one, and just to help the coach out and with the next year players. So, yeah.
With everything that you've been able to accomplish so far coming into this year, what was there a part of your game or a particular couple parts of your game you were working on during the offseason to try to fine-tune, to improve in, getting ready for this year?
Yeah, for this year, I was more focused on playing the wing and going inside out because we have two new big men. So basically just seeing the outside game of what the strongest part of our offense is going to be.
And it's a busy summer for you, and it's a busy fall for you getting ready for basketball season. I mean, how much do you do during the summer getting ready for varsity season?
I do a lot of running, weight room activities, just doing physical training, and just getting prepared for a long season.
And it shows, too. I mean, your conditioning, and also it shows that you've hit the weight room. Do you've noticed that that's helped you now coming into this year?
Yeah, I've seen a little bit of some of the results from freshman year. So, yeah.
You've had the target on your back for a couple of years now, and this year is no exception. Everyone is focusing on Carlos Johnson. Carlos Johnson, when we were at Granville the other night, you know, he had the student section on you a little bit. But do you feed off of that?
No, I really don't pay no mind sometimes. So I just go out there focused and ready to just get another W and just call it one for the night.
Your coach is Corey Sterling, and if there's one word I could use to describe Carlos, and there are so many words that you can use, but one is versatile. What you've been able to use Carlos as over the last few years, whether it be down low, a wing player, a guard, Carlos can just pretty much do it all for you here at Benton Harbor.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's the Swiss Army knife. You know? If that's one tool you want to take with you in the fours, you know, you got a little bit of everything, including the can opener. So that's one thing Carlos brings to the table. You know, again, everything. You know, he's a coach on the floor. He's a leader. So it's going to be hard to replace him after this year.
We've talked a lot, whether it be after games or during the coaches show as well, as not only is Carlos a talent on the floor himself, but he makes everybody else around him better too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, he's very positive, you know, and he shared the ball. You know, guys like guys who's willing to share the ball, and that's one thing Carlos do. You know, he can score 40 points a night if he really wanted to, but he really took care of business off the court, getting his body right. You know, if you look at his arms now, he's got a college-ready body. So when he drives to the hole more, he's finishing better because he's taking the bumps, and they just bumping right off of him.
Mm-hmm. Carlos, do you track numbers enough where there were certain goals you wanted to hit this year as far as points or rebounds or anything? Do you pay much attention to that? Are there certain goals you set for yourself?
Not really too much. I just go around and just, you know, just play my game because normally you chase stats, nothing really happens good for that. So.
Good point.
Yeah,
good
so
point.
I just go and play and just whatever type of night brings.
And now with it being your senior year, next year you've already committed you're going to go to Butler. I guess real quickly just talk about the thought process there and what led you to the final decision to go to Butler.
My final decision, it was a hard decision coming into it. I took an official visit there. I liked this when I came there, so I was like, yeah, I like this kind of place right here. So it took from where me, my mom, and my dad to just sit down and really talk, coach. And we just was talking about it, and then I just came to my decision. I said, yeah, I think that's what I'm just going to call my next one.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are you glad you made the decision as early as you did so you're not thinking about it during the varsity season?
Yeah, it took a lot of stress off you from wondering, like, am I going to be too late to make another decision, or if it's going to be too late to – try to go to that decision now because now it's gone. Somebody else took it or whatever. So it just took a lot of stress and it just made me more focused on this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, Carlos, congratulations on these couple of weeks, the season so far. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thanks.
All right. Carlos Johnson of Benton Harbor High School Basketball is our Student Athlete of the Week from WSJM Sports. I'm Phil McDonald, 106.1 and 1400 at WSJM Sports.